Joe Marudiak is the service representative at the Office of Professional Employees with International Union Local 459. He's on with us to discuss the Red Cross Great Lakes Region contract talks. Now, we've reached out to several sources with the Red Cross, and we're waiting to hear back to get their take on these contract talks, but Joe's on the other end of our line. Hey, Joe.
Good morning.
Joe, I've been doing this program for 2 years and 2 months, and it seems like since the day I started, the Red Cross and its unions have been at each other. It seems like deals never get done or don't get done in timely manners, and it gets kind of nasty. Tell us what the status is with the latest talks.
Well, it has been going on for more than 3 years now, and it's not just here in Lansing, but around the country. There's currently workers are striking in Lansing, Toledo, Cleveland, and there are many other places around the country that have been unable to get contracts.
What's been the holdup?
The Red Cross has taken an approach towards labor relations that's very hostile. They're proposing to cut staffing, to eliminate the requirement that there be even one RN on a blood drive. They've demanded that the unions give up their right to bargain over things like pension and health care. Just give up the right to bargain over it entirely. And this makes reaching an agreement very hard.
So, you are sitting down at the table. Do you expect anything to get done with the next round of talks?
Well, we met once this week. We're scheduled to meet next week. We think the issue of health care should be settled. The unions made a proposal that would save the Red Cross $1.5 million a year in health care. Both sides agreed that it would save that amount of money. So we're down to the issues of staffing, and will the unions have a right to bargain over health care in the future, or do they have to give that up?
So pay is not at the forefront?
Pay is still an issue. They're proposing no raises for the employees, so that's still going to be an issue. They're proposing a cut in benefits and things. We've been focusing on trying to resolve the health care and the staffing issues, and we'll have to get to the pay issues also.
If you get everything that you're asking for, how's it going to be paid for?
Well, like I said, we put a proposal on the table that would save $1.5 million for just Lansing alone in health care, and that would cover it.
But if you talk about the raises and perhaps staffing increases, it's going to cost more money. How are you going to pay for that?
Well, we know that times are tough. These employees have gone 5 years without a raise. So it's been 5 years since they got their last raise. So it's not a matter of them being greedy. It's a matter of them trying to say, we want to continue to have the right to bargain over these things, and we want to have adequate staffing.
Does the Red Cross want to weaken your union, and does the Red Cross want to take away collective bargaining?
Yeah, and it's not just in Lansing. They're going around the country and doing that. That's exactly what they want to do. They want to say that unions won't bargain over the issues that are at the heart of collective bargaining, things like pension, health care, staffing. So that has been their plan, and they've gone around the country. That's why they've had 11 strikes of other unions around the country. Now there are 4 strikes going on right now, and there are dozens of other contracts that have not been signed.
But this has been going on for years, so they're refusing to give up this power play, if you will?
It's gone on now for 3 years, the bargaining itself. They've been found guilty by the National Labor Relations Board. They've been fined by the FDA, and still they haven't moved. And we think eventually they're going to have to, that the pressure of the employees, of the federal government, something's going to move them.
Who spearheads this movement of theirs, Joe, do you know?
It's driven out of Washington, D.C. It's a very conservative board of directors that's running the Red Cross now.
And when do you hope to try and find resolution?
Well, we're always hopeful, and we're meeting again next week, and we think with the proposal we made on health care that might be the breakthrough that they need. It's a lot of money that they could start saving immediately.
Joe, stay in contact with us so we can report your perspective on this as you move forward with your talks.
Thank you. We will.